Good morning, Burlington. You're tuned into WRUV 90.1 FM. I'm going to be your host for this next hour, DJ Captain Morgan. We've got a great set of music queued up for you. We're going to start you off with Erasure by Gurriers. So hope you enjoy.
Shooting us, get no second waste in the stakes.
And welcome back, WREV listeners. The time is currently 9:15 a.m. on this pretty nice outside, October 13th. You just got done listening to Crescent-Shaped Depression by Tidal Fight. Before that, we had My Boy Twin Fantasy by Car Seat Headrest, I Can Change by LCD Sound System, and we started that set off with Erasure by Gurriers. We have another special guest this week. Lizzie is shadowing me again, and she has a PSA to read for you guys.
Hey, online shopper. What started as a quick browse has now turned into a two-hour spree of, I might need this. First, it was a shirt. Then you added a kitchen gadget you'd use once, plus a set of garden gnomes, because why not? Sure, it's tempting, but let's be real. You don't need a mini air fryer and a hammock if you live in an apartment with no balcony. Before you hit that buy now button, take a moment to ask yourself, do I need this, or is my brain just bored? If the answer is closer to the second option, then close the tab and maybe go for a walk. Your bank account will thank you. Shop smarter, not harder. This message was brought to you by your budget-friendly DJs here at WRUV-FM Burlington.
Awesome PSA. That is a great one. I mean, I don't really have, like, issues with, like, what did it say, buying hammocks for your apartment. Yeah. I do already own a hammock. I don't know about you.
Like, no.
You don't?
Yeah, I know a lot of UVM kids are really into hammocking, but not me.
I was much more into it, like, last year. I still have used mine this year, though, but... No, I'm not as much of a victim for, like, hammocks and, like, random stuff, but I am, like, a Depop warrior. Have you ever used Depop?
Like clothes?
Yeah, like clothes, yeah.
No.
Really?
No, I've never used Depop.
Oh, I love Depop. It's just like, used secondhand clothes. It's like, half my wardrobe, I swear.
Really?
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, I can't relate to that at all. I mean, like, I'm not a big clothing buyer, to be honest.
Really?
I'm not, like, a big spender, but I will justify food. Like, I
buy
all the time.
I'm a terrible victim of Cat Paws. Like, anytime I walk by Cat Paws, I need something from there.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just a drink, if it's food or whatever. Like, I'm already out of retail points.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I've been out of retail points for, like, a month now.
Wow.
Yeah, I run through.
Two
I run
months
through
into that. School. And
I made it maybe 20 days, I think. Between that and Skinny Pancake.
Yeah,
skinny
that's
pancake.
Tough, because it's kind of expensive.
It is kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And when, like, it's kind of expensive and, like, for, like, not that much food, so if you really want, like, a good breakfast, you're dropping, like, $20 between that and a coffee.
I agree. I mean, coffee's what gets me.
Coffee's
this morning,
what gets me.
I went to Dunkin'. Yesterday, I went to Starbucks. The day before, I went to Starbucks. Like, I am the worst with coffee, because it's just so easy to be like, well, just $5.
It's just $5. It's cheap. Yeah, I know. Henderson's up on third floor of the Davis Center. Oh, they get my money, too. They get my money. Well, it's like, you can't expect me to drink the dining hall coffee.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I mean, if I have to, I have to. But, like, if it's just $5, like, who cares? Except it's $5 every single day.
It's $5 every single day. And it's like, yeah. So maybe that PSA should be, like, for, like, excessive coffee drinking or excessive, like, food spending. Because I definitely would need to hear that right now.
I agree.
Yeah, it's rough. But we've got more music for you. Actually, this next set is entirely new music, I believe. It's going to start off with actually one of your recommendations, Lizzie. It's going to be Shotgun by Sleeping Jesus. So hope you enjoy this.
I talk to the sinner. dicen que tengo otro nombre. Yo creo que te he visto no sé dónde. Hey, ya son las 12. Hey, ¿qué me propones?
On the way.
Welcome back, WRUV listeners. The current time of 9:30. Well, that's the station clock, which is wrong. It's actually 9:20. It's 9:30 now. Okay. Can never tell with the station clock. You just got done listening to a great set of only new music, actually. I liked a lot of it. I mean, like, you guys can let me know. You can call in, actually. But you started that set off with Shotgun by Sleeping Jesus. And then we listened to Illegal plus Anita by Pink Panthers. 27A Pitfield Street, and then you just heard Television by Night Tapes. I've actually listened to Night Tapes before when I was applying for this spot at the station. I used one of Night Tapes' songs for my demo tape, and I just remember everything was like Relay, like Violet Relay or something. I loved that song. That was great. I just remember that sticking out. And Lizzie, you're going through the Proud Room stuff now, right?
Yes, I am going through making my demo tape. As we speak, I was just practicing and trying to figure out how to do everything.
It's a process, yeah. You submit to become a DJ here. You submit a demo tape, a condensed 2-hour show into like a 15-minute period. And I mean, I had never used like an editing software like that before, like GarageBand. Took me a good 2.5 hours just to figure out what I was doing. It was so much fun, though. I mean, like, by the end of it, I was, like, really proud of that 15-minute show I had going on. Yeah, you haven't used GarageBand before, have you?
No, I've never used software like this, so it's new for me. But honestly, it's really fun. Like, I was in there giggling and, like...
Yeah, it's really fun. Did you see the guitar on the wall in there, too?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, they there's a new guitar in there, too, and so, like, I was in there, and, like, once I had, like, my 15 minutes, like, mostly done, I was, like, listening to it over and over to make sure it sounded good, and the whole time I was, like, trying to teach myself guitar in, like, 5-minute increments. Didn't learn anything, but I was just strumming along. It was really fun.
Oh, I didn't even know that was in there.
A nice guitar, yeah. This next set of music we've got for you, I believe we're starting you off with Mothers of Riches by Kate LeBon. Also some more new music. So that's kind of the theme of today. It's a lot of new music. So we're going to get this started up for you just right now and hope you enjoy.
I'm not afraid to die.
Sunday afternoon, shopping at the Kaboom for useless things to fill my room. I wanted to change.
The state that your candy's in, you shouldn't be
Welcome back, WRUV listeners. The current time is 9:46 a.m., and I'm just going to let you know what you just heard. That last song was called Taxes by Geese. Right before that, we had Talks a Lot by Balancing Act, Spurs by the 40 Winks, and then that first song was Mothers of Riches by Kate LeBon.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a great set. That was a great set, and that was a great reading of the set by DJ in Training Lizzie, so everyone give her a round of applause for that. That was great. I don't think my first reading was nearly as good. I think I started like reading like the wrong song. Like, I spoiled the next song, you know. I was like, you just heard this, and then Royce was my DJ and she was like, nope, you actually did not hear that. But you know, that was great. That was a good song, like, set right there. I was really liking that. Probably my favorite one so far. Again, I mean, like, anybody, any frequent listeners will know my love of Geese. I love Geese so much. They were playing at Higher Ground on Friday in Burlington. Yeah. I did not get tickets. Cause
that's a shame.
I know. Yeah. They fully sold out by the time I knew about them. And it was like $60 a ticket, right? Pretty normal, pretty chill. Mm-hmm. The resellers were going for like $150. And it's really? Like, listen, I love Geese. However, I'm not paying $150 to see them at Higher Ground. They're pretty new as a band. I'm sure I'll get a chance. But my friend Reed actually saw with his parents this weekend. Like, he went to go really? See Geese with his parents. I think his parents are, like, you know, staying at, like, parent age, I guess, like, in their 50s. That's just, like, I can't really picture my parents listening to Geese, you know? Like, the indie rock Brooklyn band.
Yeah, me either. I don't think so.
Yeah, but... No, I wish I would have been there with Reed's parents. You know, that would have been lit.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Higher Ground this year yet, actually.
I've never been there.
Actually. Really? You yeah. haven't? Oh.
No.
Higher Ground's great. I was there. They have, like, quote-unquote raves there. I don't think you could actually call it a rave. It's just kind of like a concert. But, like, they had, like an ABBA rave last year. And so it was, like, a lot of music. It was pretty much just 80s centered, you know, and they were just, like, flashing some lights or whatever. That was fun. That was a good time. Two of my friends got thrown out under 21, you get marked like X's on your hands.
Okay.
And this guy swears he was not trying to scroll them off. He just like washed his hands after using the bathroom, and they saw they were slightly faded, and they just threw him out.
That's terrible.
However, I would like to qualify that. He probably was trying to rub them off. Like, knowing him, I'm also yeah. like, yeah.
I feel like that's, like, typical college student behavior.
I feel like that's
behavior.
Typical college student behavior.
Like.
Dumb college student behavior, yeah. But he missed out. The second half of the show was great. Yeah. All right, I think we have time for one more set of music, or at least a few more songs. So we're going to get that started off for you. This next song is Juno by Life Without Buildings, so hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. day to suit your affairs. Kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with the following of innocent boys. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. Have you and her been taking pictures of your obsessions? 'Cause I met a boy who went through one of your sessions. In his blue velour and silk you liberated the boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discus from Liverpool and Widnes. You liberated the boy I never rated. Now he's doing business. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Could I write a piece about you now that you've made it? About the hours spent the wilderness in your training. You only did it so that you could wear Terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Your Terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Could I write a requiem for you when you're dead? She had the speed, it went to her head. She never needed anyone to get around the track, but when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her into college. But when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her what she wanted. Stars of track. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people.
All right, welcome back, WRUV listeners. Sorry to interrupt that last song, Stars of Track and Field, by Bell and Sebastian, actually. But this is going to do it for our show today. Also, before Stars of Track and Field, you heard Juno by Life Without Buildings, which we also cut a little short just so we could get some more music rotation in. But it's a great set of songs we had today. I hope everyone listening enjoyed them. I hope everyone has a great rest of their week, and I'll be back next Monday. Lizzie, do you think you're gonna come back next Monday? We'll see.
Possible.
It's possible. It's
if
possible.
I'm invited, I'll
I mean,
be here.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, maybe she won't be invited back because she's already doing like better than I was my shadowing eras. So we'll see. I can't have her showing me up too much. But I hope everyone listening again has a great week and tunes in next week. So take it easy, Burlington. Yeah.
Good morning. It is currently 10 a.m. and you're listening to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I'm DJ Lolo and welcome to Playing On My Mind. First up today, I have a song from my favorite band, Ben Stiller. Here's Scream from New York, New York.
The end of the world.